Shortly after the announcement at the UN, Secretary of State Colin Powell spoke to reporters at the State Department, and NPR's Michelle Kellerman joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Secretary Powell said he was disappointed this resolution will not be voted on. Does he believe the U.S. needed it?
Well, first of all, personally for him, you know, getting the resolution 1441 back in November was a big achievement for him, so I think there is some personal disappointment. But he kept reminding reporters today, and this is something the Bush administration has always said, is that 1441 gave it the authority already to move ahead. And this is a point he kept driving home, as you'll hear in this piece of tape.
There can be no confusion on this point. If you remember the debate that we were having before 1441 was passed, there were some nations who insisted that a second resolution would be required. And we insisted that a second resolution would not be required. The burden of this problem rests squarely on Saddam Hussein and his continuing efforts to deceive, to deny, to do everything to divide the council, to take advantage of every meeting we have had over the last several months, to do something just before that meeting to suggest that he is complying when he really isn't.
And this is something, you know, we've been hearing all along. The Bush administration, particularly Powell today, was pointing his fingers at France. He's very angry that France has been threatening to veto this. You'll remember that actually they didn't have the 9 votes to pass this next resolution, but they keep pointing to France, and he did it again today. He accused them of weakening the inspection regime earlier on, the first round of inspections. He also has suggested that commercial interests are involved. So there's a lot of finger-pointing going on around here.
And the secretary gave a preview of the president's speech tonight.
In his speech, he clearly will issue an ultimatum to Saddam Hussein that the only way to avoid the serious consequences that were built into 1441 is for Saddam Hussein and his immediate cohort to leave the country and to allow this matter to be resolved through the peaceful entry of force and not a conflict.
So I guess we're going to hear this message again from President Bush from the White House. And Powell said we're also going to hear from him that we believe that, as we've heard from British legal authorities, as we've heard from some U.S. legal authorities, that there's enough authority in the previous resolutions to go to war.
The State Department is pulling non-essential employees out of the Middle East. What more do you know about that?
Well, last night, the State Department issued a series of travel warnings, and they're for Kuwait, Syria, Israel, the West Bank, and Gaza. All family members of diplomats, all non-emergency personnel have been ordered to leave. The warnings also tell U.S. citizens to call off travel or to leave the country. For those who remain, the messages remain cautious, change your routes to work, change the time you go to work, stay away from large demonstrations and big crowds. And this is something, as you said, that they did on the eve of the first Gulf War in 1991. This time around, the quote that we're seeing in the travel warning is, in the event of military action in Iraq, there's a great risk that Iraq or terrorist organizations may use chemical or biological materials that could affect the region. So there is this sense that this could provoke some terrorist response, not only from Iraq, but other terrorist organizations. There's a sense of rising anti-American sentiment around the world, and that's something else that we're going to hear about from the State Department there.
Well, I guess we'll learn more tonight, huh?
I guess we will, from President Bush.
Yeah. NPR's Michelle Kellerman.